2. Psychology.
Our mother tongue is the language we learn first from our families. We are native speakers of that language. People who know 2 languages are bilingual. Those people who know 3 or more are trilingual and multilingual. Many people have more than 1 native language. They learn them without going to school. And then there are many people who learn a 2nd language through study. Like me. I only heard English at home. In order to learn Spanish, I had to study hard. Now our mother tongue, or first language, is very important. Some academics believe that it teaches us how to think. So knowing your mother tongue is very important to getting an education. Knowing it well makes learning another language easier. People who are bilingual will learn a 3rd language even more quickly. Educators have different ideas about how we learn languages. There are 2 basic ideas. Some say babies' brains are specially ready for learning languages. They think that as we grow up, that changes. That's why it gets harder to learn languages. Others disagree with this idea. They say we learn languages the same way we learn other things. We don't know for sure just how it happens. There are places where 2 language groups may not talk to each other much. Something interesting, called coordinate bilingualism, happens to people here. They think about things in a special way. We know this happens in Quebec, Canada, to French-English bilinguals. Let me give you an example of what I mean. They might think of 1 kind of dog when they say dog in English. In French, the word for dog is chien. When saying that word, they think of a different kind of dog. Yes, Tony, did you have a question?
Are there a lot of French-English bilinguals in Quebec?
Yes, there are quite a few.
Do these people ever feel like they have 2 different personalities?
Well, yes, in fact they do. You can see how this would happen. Here are 2 different groups who don't always get along. You need to understand both groups and have them understand you. So you talk differently to each group. You end up learning 2 different ways of thinking.
Number 1. How does the professor explain coordinate bilingualism? Choose 2 answers. Number 2. What is the talk mainly about? Number 3. According to the speaker, why is knowing your native language important to education? Number 4. What can be inferred about the professor's family? Number 5. The speaker explains a sequence of ideas. Summarize the information by putting the ideas in the correct order. Number 6. What does the professor mean when she says this?
You can see how this would happen.